The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
You've been listening to Mission Mind, and we greatly appreciate you doing that. Another show we do, Bite by Bite, which is specific to the Heart of Alabama Food Bank, HAFB. Hashtag that bad boy, and make sure you give it over the holidays, more so now than ever. You and I were talking off air. In my program in AA, we call it the Educational Spiritual Experience. I believe it is page 470 in the big book. Anyone that knows about the big book will know about this. And that is to say that as you're in the program going one day at a time, regardless of what your vice is, it doesn't have to be drugs and alcohol. It could be watching TV. It could be AI. It could be whatever. The people around you notice you changing before you notice yourself changing. And they're like, wow, you're different. And you're like, really? I didn't even realize that, you know, this is not like a weight loss thing where you can actually gauge your progress. It's called an educational spiritual experience. It's called that because over the course of 12 years of being in school, you're obviously getting smarter every single year, but you're not really seeing you get
ideally.
Smarter.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah,
exactly. Ideally. Maybe a little longer. But you normally don't see yourself getting smarter, but the people around you do. Yeah. Talk a little bit about that and how that plays into what you do on a regular basis.
Yeah, I was just thinking about sometimes I'll go a few months, I'll see my grandchildren, they come back and I'm like, you're just totally different child. Yeah. No, it hit me this week. So there was a board member who came in to volunteer and an ex-board member. And so he let somebody on staff. He asked, could I come talk to him? And I did. And he said, I was on your hiring committee. I don't know if you remember me. And I did not. And but he said, man, I hadn't been here. My wife was sick. She had Parkinson's. I've been taking care of her. She passed away last month. I came back to volunteer. And he said, it is just night and day. The condition of the facility is so clean. It smells good. Everything's so organized and everybody's so friendly. Just on and on and on. That whole culture thing that I've talked about many, many times. And so I began to kind of walk through and it, you know, it was so interesting because I'm like, yes, I knew we were getting better, but when you're living in life, when you're going through something day by day and you're trying to make incremental changes and be consistent with those changes. And so here's somebody who comes in, who was intimately familiar with how the volunteer system worked, how donor system, how the board worked, everything else. And he comes in and goes, I don't even recognize the place. It was nice to hear. It was refreshing to hear because that's somebody who could speak to it.
Yeah.
And as I thought about it, I left there feeling good about it. As most people do, if they say, oh, I hadn't seen you in 3 years, man, you've really lost weight or you've really whatever. All that kind of stuff makes you feel good. And it does bring to mind that, the work is worth it every day. The grind is worth it. You may not be able to see. It's one of those life lessons. You may not be able to see all that's happening or even all the lives that you are affecting. In the nonprofit work, I've gotten into that so much where people have come back and I don't even remember them. And they're like, oh, man, you really helped me here. You really helped me there. It's so humbling. And but it makes you feel good that, oh, wait a minute. I don't even remember this person, but they're telling me I made a difference in their life or something like that. So I guess it's kind of a Christmas message in a way. I know we're still a week or two away from Christmas, but it's just the idea that, you know, the grind, sometimes it's easier for people to get down and just say, you know, what's it all for? What am I doing? But, and the grind can be, at times it can be from a spiritual, you can feel that in your spiritual walk. It can be that at your job where you're just trying to make improvement after improvement sometimes as leaders. And you feel like, oh, it's not making an impact or it's not getting seen. I just want to encourage people because your time's coming when that one person who hasn't seen it in a while is going to come back and say, wow, they really noticed the change. And just don't get discouraged because you can't see it all dramatically change day after day. But and that's what the journey of faith is to me, is it's a lifetime of God changing your heart and mind to align with His. And it's sometimes so difficult to see in the moment, but trust me, it's happening. If you're pursuing that, if you're pursuing Him, if you're pursuing to be the best you can, if you're pursuing the best interests of other people, your organization, what your family, whatever it is, trust me, people are seeing it. And so just sometimes they don't tell you, but just be encouraged by it.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.